natural. So like if you feel any kind of like, then you're probably just overdoing it, right? So it should always feel very natural, but always think of that opening, and you sit, air goes into that opening, right? Okay, C major, please. When you breathe in this time, imagine like you're smelling one of those beautiful flowers. I sigh to sing. Right, so you're kind of breathing into your mask as opposed to into your throat. Ready, and.
I sigh to sing. I sigh to sing.
Basically is this melody and accompaniment. Sopranos in general, the melody for the whole piece, the other three parts are accompanying. When you have a piece like that, you just have to make sure the melody is really beautiful, long phrases, that's on you sopranos, and the underlying three parts or four parts, whatever the case may be, have to be very full and sustained. So you kind of get this kind of organ with all the pedals being played. Okay, sustained pedal. So just keep that in mind. Melody and accompaniment. The lower three parts, just like this block of sound that the melody can be put on top of. Okay? Page 5, for example. Bottom of 5, just remember when you have the moving notes, bring those out. So altos and 30. Remember when you feel dissonance. We play an A against a B, Emma. That's dissonant, right? Hear that kind of clashy? That's in measure 29. You always want to like emphasize the dissonance and then resolve to the consonants. So keep those things in mind as we go along. Please, sopranos top of 6, don't forget this la, just that little flip note, that little grace note. Don't give a lot of effort, just kind of get it in time and move on. 7, bottom of 7, just make sure you're really ready to go, basses and tenors, with pitch, because it's up in the upper range for the basses, and also with tempo. Take my yoke upon. Just really be ready for that the B section there. I'd love to do just the second system of page 8, measure 53. When we get to this 4, it's not going to be a retard, but just put a pair of glasses on 4. I want to just delay measure 53 just a nanosecond because it's a very interesting chord. A pair of glasses for me is like, look up, conductor's going to do something. Or it's a page that I need to pay attention to. Bottom of 8, right in, not too loud, in unison. When we all go unison, it needs to make sure we don't get out of whack there. Page 10 and 11 is just a repetition of the beginning. Just make sure bottom of 11 sopranos, that same thing, we've got a little grace note. Just make sure you just flip that note. Top of 12, we get to the coda. Just make sure you realize sopranos. And I keep singing sopranos. And it's kind of like this sort of thing there, folks. As opposed to it's been melody and accompaniment. Here's kind of like a little duet, sopranos and the lower three fourths. Parts. Why I say that is I don't suppose once you get to that held note, don't die, Do I keep singing, 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 singing? Okay? And whenever you sing a piece like this, it's all about the vowels. Slow songs are about the vowels. Listen to the vowels you're making do with each other. Make sure they're pretty. Make sure E vowels have space. Make sure U vowels aren't swallowed. Everything needs to be full sounding, okay? So let's have all the ladies sing measure 13. Let's write that in blood. All the ladies sing at 13. Ready?
Yeah.
Beginning, beginning. Actually, let's just go, yeah, beginning, beginning. Two, three. This piano is wicked out of tune, sorry. We only have a couple more weeks, we've got to tune the one at the town hall. Quite warmed up. That was one of the issues, right? Very, very nice. Just a couple little things, and we're going to do it again and move on. Just make sure that it's one of those songs that any kind of scooping or not thinking the pitch is going to be noticeable, because a lot of it sounds pretty good. So, come, come. You got to be land right square on the pitch, just bullseye on the pitch. Come on to me, not to me. So just cleaner from note A to note B. Just make sure it's clean and there's not extra stuff like scooping up to it or scooping down to it. Just make sure the notes are clean, 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 one side. Okay? That's the biggest thing in the beginning. I think one of the problems, top page six, sopranos, why you're having trouble is you're changing, not in trouble, it's way better, but you're changing the vowel. You're changing the vowel. Le, but make sure you don't kind of give it another part of a word. That happens twice. Gentlemen, good. I think just not quite warmed up. It sounds just a little bit husky. And I'd love this bottom of eight. I'd love to see if we can get just a little bit more of a retard. I felt like you weren't following me. And you shall find rest unto your temple. Okay, so just put very last there. And nice. Nan?
How hard do you want the curtain comb to be? Because I'm not hearing it, and I don't know if we should be emphasizing it more, if it should be
done. Can you give me an example where?
Anytime we say, come unto me.
The sea.
The come.
Yeah. Come. More sea. More sea. In general, more diction. Okay. I heard you say cut off. I didn't even say sea or cut. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So up we go. So one more time, please. I don't need it louder, ladies. I need it prettier. I need it to be like, you know, just this first part of day on the lake, and it's calm, calm water. Nothing's gotten in the water yet. So how do you do that? Sing the pitch in tune on a good vowel. 2, 3. One. And listen.
Next phrase, all life is a song to sing,
add in the first. So we have second and first there, and then as you come in only on the next line. All right, so that's the next, first one. Second change that we made, bottom of page 7. No first soprano note, right? We're not singing a first soprano note at the bottom of page 7? Well, everybody's doing second? Yes.
So no G?
No G. Yeah, it just, it's like a plus delta. It just was not sounding great, and then moving on, and it's not going to be missed. So that's those two things. I was listening to a couple of recordings of us doing this, like when we get the recording of the rehearsal, and just soprano especially, be aware of dragging, okay? Be aware of dragging, and be like, always feel like you're pulling that forward. Those eighth notes just continue to drag. And then on the very last note that everybody sings on the word thing, I do not want you to even think about an energy until like later. So don't even, almost like think that you're singing fifth. So get a nice, clear, pure vowel, and then, to be honest with you, even if there was no NG, it would matter less than if we have this tainted sort of thing sound going on. So just think this. Sopranos, it's interesting when I listen to recordings. Like sometimes it sounds really nice, and then just sometimes I think this is what I was talking about, you can get sort of a harsh sound. And the thing I was noticing is it's not like always at the end of phrases or always on a high note. It's not kind of that kind of consistency. Russ was talking about, so I think one of the things to think about is, Russ was talking about the soft palate, but a lot of people think this, so you really want this. And really the front of the mouth being open is of less consequence than this being raised. So I used to always tell my kids that feeling of biting an apple. That will set you up. So before you're singing and you're getting ready to go to a high note, that feeling of you're going to yawn, which when I say that, everybody starts yawning. But that same sort of, so approach everything. I don't care if you do an A-E-I-O-U, that stays like that. All right? All right, let's just go through and see.
Thank you.
I will arise and go. Eventually, freely, can I be flat? I will rise and go now. Go, just whoever does a solo, just take their time. If you look at the piano part, it's very unstructured. Okay, right now, let's do it. What?
Structured as in not interested.
Okay, here we go. It's in two, so let's do a pretty structured. Here we go. Ready, and up.
I will rise and go now, and go to ministry.
One and two.
And a small cabin built there, of clay and mortals made.
So the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 measures are really free tempo. It picks up a little bit more of an established tempo when the piano comes. Oh, 9 B-rolls will I have. A little more structure there. And then top of 4, you see the piano kicks in more structure there. Okay, so and then by the time we get 24, it's in tempo.
Chris, what do they mean by that? Like the little slash down. What do they mean?
Where's that?
Like on and live alone on the top of 4. Is it a slide thing?
It's a slide thing.
Okay.
And we okay. Do it, don't do it, whatever.
Yeah.
I just whoever started it before in the meaning of it. Okay? So one more time, just the ladies, please. Just hold that chord underneath it.
I will arise and go now, and go to ministry. And a small cabin built there of clay and wattles made.
Two and one and
four, nine.
Coda. That's survivable. Okay? So just a couple, very good work, everybody. Just a couple things. 23, we really need to realize it's a whole new tempo, you included. Okay? It's too slow. It needs to be, I will arise and I will arise. And the solo is, I will arise and go now. And the tempo is, I will arise and go now. So new, totally new tempo, okay? I'm not gonna take time out, check it later. Okay, check it later. But I feel neat, it was draggy. Bottom of six, for example. Whenever you have these last measure, bottom of six, just so we're clear, everyone look please, I'm giving a gesture, I'm giving, that's the bass tenor note plus the lady's cutoff. I'm not cutting off, it's just on that second beat. Oh, that's your cutoff and their entrance. Every time you have that idea of bass tenors, just make sure you give a glottal attack. So it's, oh, instead of, make sure that's, alone, oh, as opposed to, okay, so just make sure it's really on two with a nice glottal attack. Remember, as you breathe up, you stop the air at the top, and then you pop the sound. It just needs to be very clean. I don't really care what you do as long as it's clean. First sopranos, you did lovely. Just, you've got to just own the notes more. You're sort of in the ballpark, but it's just not like really core, solid, I know what it is. It's more like, I think I'm right. Well, so just kind of, a lot of singing at this point is just listen to the room and find a pitch that fits. Does that make sense? It just kind of fits. And all of you have good enough ears when you can hear that if you're just listening. So the big thing is just a little bit more solid on the ladies' free part. And then no draggy. Top of nine. Emma, you make sure you don't drag either when it's dropping from the veils of the morning, right? Okay, we just got to keep moving that along. Okay, let's do it again. Any particular problems? Thought it went pretty well. Let's do it again. And all the ladies sing the solo at the beginning, all right? Okay. And look up more. And it'd be great because you're making like a lot of sound, which is great. So what tends not to cut through when you're making a lot of sound? The text. And that's not a, you know, you're in my choir, so my choirs are not necessarily ever known for their text. It's just not a strength of mine. I focus on other things. But that being said, when you have that much sound, then the text needs to be that much. When you have that much sound, then the text needs to be that much. Get it? Because the sound's coming out, and then the text has to get in front of that for the audience to understand. So just be aware of more. I will arise and go now, go to, and a small cat. Just be more aware of the diction, okay? Be more aware of the diction. All right. So, everyone from the beginning? Does anyone want to try it?
Could
what's that?
Probably stand up.
Go ahead.
Yep. Ready? And. I will arise and go now, and go to an made. Oh, nine ring rose.
More like a first version. Hey, great job on the solo. Nice job. Just to see what to think about, too, I would just take whoever does the solo a lot more time between phrases. Don't play it again. Keep it structured. I will rise and go now. Maybe not that long, but just don't feel like... just don't feel like... listen to the solo on the recording.
Yeah.
You know, it's out of time, right? It's not measured. It's not strict time, right? It's just kind of, I will arise and go. can just create like different thoughts. Okay, so this one, let's just do it once. Page 5, don't forget the 3-part guides, measure 41. In general, in this 3-part guide, more of the middle part needs to come out. Remember page 6 and 7, my favorite part? Maybe one of my favorite parts in the whole concert. Will you go, Lassie, go? Will you go, Lassie? All those moving notes really got to pop out. So page 6 and page 7 is some just huge momentum and dynamic push to get to build my house all the time. To the melody on page 8. And page 10, don't forget for sopranos, that it adds that sort of descanty third above. And we'll all go together. Remember, it changes the melody, pop it up a third. And then page 11, will you go, will you go, will you go, will you go? Make sure all those pop out. Will you go, will you go, will you go, will you go, last you go. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Twice as long. You've been singing Heather, ba 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 ba, and it's Heather. That one's twice as long. Please circle it, skull and crossbones. It's not a 16th note. Okay? Great. Ladies, bottom of measure 10, and the trees. You see, if you look at the word coming, ladies, where that is in the scale, on the G flat, second line, and you look at the B flat, next third higher. That may not seem like a big distance, but that's a huge distance, because that's through all your breaks. So if you don't think higher voice, and the trees, you're gonna get caught in mid-register, okay? So just make sure that third is really, really super high. Okay, let's go on, please. This is 2 measures, and then you come in basses, contenders. Measure and 3/4. You're ready, Emma.
Yeah.
Here we go, guys, and.
I will raise through the wild.
Okay, one more time, same exact thing. It just seems a little not together yet, okay? And I have high expectations for the guys because you're always like really good sounding. It's not quite up to your snuff yet. So I don't know if you just got to do it a few more times or what, okay? Measure in 3/4, same thing. Maybe, I'm trying to give you something that would be helpful as opposed to just scold you. Maybe you're not connecting enough. I will range through the wild and the deep land. Maybe because you're getting too much into the maybe you're not connecting it enough to make it sound romantic. Okay? So try that. Measure 3/4 and. One and
I will range through the wild and the deep land also dreary. And we'll all go together.
great. Almost there. Do it one more time. And sopranos, don't sing it louder, but make sure 50 and 51 are more fun. Because of the words, oh. So, will you go, lassie, go? Oh. It's such a fun melody within that, even though it's on the word, oh. Okay? I don't need to be louder from anybody. I just need to do it again. Okay? What did you miss? This is bottom of 5:43, Wild Mountain Time. Pick it up where you can, gentlemen, and one. I know what it is. When you get to these long notes, especially 55, just remember that whole idea of like, it's not, oh, it's, oh. Almost like, feel like you're raising the pitch on it, on your long notes. Any of the long notes. Oh. Don't let them just kind of hang out. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It's not really about being louder. It's about keeping it vital. Okay? So can we do one more time same exact thing? Hey, gentlemen, thanks for starting in the middle of the section.
Thank you. Sorry.
A good choir can start anywhere, and I was very proud of you for doing that. 43, okay? Ready, and... Make sure you crescendo and raise the pitch 85-86. Will you go? Bring it down. Lassie, go. Bring it down. Remember to give yourself some room to crescendo again. And write down the word go. 1, 2, 3. And put 4 on the rest. So you know how long it is. Go. Got it? Crescendo electric. By the way, I've had this thought in the car. I think we talked about this briefly the other week when I say write 7 in your music, and then Michelle told me, well, what if they don't know what the 7's for? You get what the 7 for, it's the beats, right? So on this song I'm going. So each of those is 1, 2, 3, done. So that's what I'm saying with the counts in. So will you go, lassie, go. That's what I mean by the beats. Now it's in 6/8. If you want to be real fancy with me, it's really 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But you feel, you all feel the two beats?
Yeah.
That's what the 1, 2, 3, 4 is. 1, 2, 3, done. Okay, can we do the last page? Actually, top of 10, if you didn't do it. That was great, sopranos, just own that high note.
And we'll all go together.
One and up.
And we'll all go together.
Expect me to do it, and I didn't. So you're all just take Lassie go. And I'm not going to conduct you at all. You're going to count your little brains or your big brains. 1, 2, 3, and you're going to be done on 4. Lassie go, ready, and.
Lassie go.
Off on 4. Again. Lassie. Not my fault. Go.
Lassie go.
And one of the things that got in your way the first time is finishing the word. Go. Go. You got to leave your mouth in the same position. Put it away, please. Home, home on the range. Meaning home. I don't know. I will arise and go. Home. I got a million of them. I'll be here all night. I just finished watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, tell the truth. Wow. Watching it.
It's the second time I've watched it. I mean, I watched it like 5 years ago or whenever it was, but I love that show.
Great.
Oh, love that show. And that's interesting because that's what I love about it.
See, I like film that.
So you must not like Gilmore Girls.
No.
Oh, please. Oh,
girls. I'm feeling my daughter. I indulge her, and there's some really sweet scenes. I think that kind of talks for theater. That's a great theater.
Yeah. It's that fast.
Yeah, for film, I like more silent.
So that's cool. Potato, potato, right? But it's her favorite show in all time is Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I saw Gilmore Girls. I watched Gilmore Girls for the first time. To prepare myself to move up here to Connecticut.
Oh, no.
Can I say?
You've never seen Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Oh, my God, Gilmore Girls. I have no idea.
Well, it's Maisel's the same 3 years.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's a fake. Thanks. Okay. Okay, let's see how this goes. Sit up nice and tall.
We may roam, be it ever so humble.
Pleasures, after Rome, top of page four, after home, middle of page four. Every time you cut off and then come back in, it's just a little bit sloppy. Now, what's sloppy? The pitch, or the timing, or the vowel, there's lots of things. So just really concentrate on your first note you sing after you take a breath. And gentlemen, same thing. Can we all make sure we realize this at the very beginning, ladies? You've really got to subdivide that measure four. You've got to be thinking in your brains, one and two and three and four, mid flat. Otherwise, you're going to hold mid too long. You're not going to hold it long enough. You really got to think, da, 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 mid pleasures. So you're kind of coming in time, all right? Same thing on the boys' verse. Everything else in the beginning was great. It's getting to the point, top of five, for example, if you can really just allow me to make some music, meaning on you're rushing me. I feel like you're rushing to get to measure 14, and I want to take more time in the retard because it's starting to sound pretty good. See through the world is near me elsewhere. Home, right? Little thing you may not realize, that retard continues in that rest. So what is a retard? A retard is a gradual slowdown over time. Okay? So it's one and two space down. Get it? Da, 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 da. That's what a retard does. You're gradually slowing down. And even the rest, where you're breathing before you come back in measure 14, it's longer than the note before. Does that make sense? Okay, so be aware of that. You're just rushing me and all these little romantic things that make this neo-romantic. So, two other little things, three things. I really want you to realize you got to move forward on all the dot, dot, dots. Look at top six, for example. Every time that happens, you're kind of trying to accelerate into the sweet, sweet home. Sweet, sweet home, sweet, sweet. You're saying sweet home another way. So all the dot, dot, dots you're hanging on for dear life, which brings me to my bigger point. If you cannot make that, you remember this, sit out like the whole previous measure. So you don't have to breathe in that dot, dot, dot. You know, sit out whatever you need to before that. This concert we're doing Sunday, I mean, there's only six in the bass section, so it's very important we understand through the rehearsal process, and we only rehearse three times before we do the piece, four times. Okay, this guy's going to breathe here, so I'm going to breathe here, so I got to breathe there every time, because he's breathing there, get it? That's staggered breathing. You really have to do a couple things. Breathe before you get to the dot, 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 so you don't need a breath there, and then pay attention to where your buddies are breathing next to you, and then your buddies need to breathe the same place every time. That's a lot of verbiage, but you get it? Mm-hmm. That's staggered breathing. You know, you can't just do those catch breaths. And the other, I said three things. The second thing is, I really need, can everyone say this? Sweet, sweet home. Speak.
Sweet, sweet home.
So really think about that T going to the H. Sweet, sweet home. Go.
Sweet, sweet home.
So really, next time we go through, really work on getting that sweet, sweet home. Anything would be better than sweet, sweet home. Sweet, sweet home. Sweet home, sweet home, sweet home, sweet home. Just 20 times a day, every time in the car. Say good morning to your kids. Hello, you like some breakfast in our sweet home? Okay, so just go around practicing saying sweet, sweet home a lot. Sweet home. And the third final thing of bases, I'm just not loving page, bottom page 7. So we take, and what's happening a little bit bases is, and I haven't mentioned this a lot because maybe you're just getting better, you're getting a little bit into that kind of woofy in your lower range, you know, it's not baritone tenor, it's got a bass down here. So kind of get those low notes more forward, more nasal up in your face, because it ruins our intonation. We may say, oh, the sopranos aren't singing this right, but it's really you guys aren't tuning right. Right, so we can't really tune. So make sure it gets a brighter sound, and I'm not sure you know the part yet. Top of 7, gentleman's verse, and we will go on. This is a gentleman's verse, and we will go on. Nice job for sopranos on the melody. I actually didn't hear the melody. Thank you. So after a breath, better entrances, across the board. A lot of energy, and the dot, dot, dots into the next part. Okay, and what was the first one? Oh, we're going to bring the guy's part. Sweet home. This is right on the guy's verse. Actually, let's start from bottom of page 6, 2 measures, 3/4. This is on home and. Now subdivide your head. 1 and 2 and 3 and.
And exile from home, splendor dazzles in pain.
And.
Thank you.
So please, basses, mark that. So the gesture is, the first gesture is like cutting off the tenors, the ladies hold, and then the bass and tenors. Right now, you got to write something in there. Yes, sir.
Sound, do, hum. I have do in my book.
Yeah, do, do, do. Hey, tenors, can you do, 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 do. Just make sure it's accurate. Ready? And. That's good. So make sure it's do, 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 do. Get off the high note. Do, 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 do. Hey, sopranos, very, very nice, but you forgot a cardinal rule. The bass, this whole ending thing, the bass is, to the hour return, overburdened with care, the heart's tearless solace will smile me there. No more from the cottage, again will I roam, be it ever so humble. Don't be louder than the other parts. What's that? Nothing. Don't be louder than the other parts. And the word there, close your mouth and just sing it in tune. Can we do the ending real? We've got to do two things and we can lock. Nice job, everybody. Maybe I'll return. This ending is not about the volume, it's about the words and then the sound, the being in tune, the sonority of it all. Maybe I'll return. Three and. Sing it all if you don't think you can come back, sneak back in tune, okay? Good. So in defense of the sopranos, tenors, you need to be a little bit louder because there's like 4,623 of them and there's seven of you, okay? So maybe Chris is singing the tenor. Chris, may sing the tenor part in this last section?
Yes,
I am.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
No more from that cottage again will I roam. Just sing tenor there. Yeah, one sec. And it's just a little too much effort from the basses. Just make it kind of a little airier, not so much on the voice, just a little bit. To the outer tone over here. Just a little bit more warm. And you're falling back into your habits, basses, of burden, care, dear. Burdened with care. I'd like to be burdened with care. Okay? All right, one little... Actually, we need one other thing. Can we just... So, sopranos. So, bottom of 12. This is really important that you count. Right? So, this is first sopranos on the home. You've got home, two, three, four. I wouldn't sing a second home. Have we talked about that already?
Yeah.
Don't sing a second home. Just stay out. Yeah, sorry if I didn't say that before. Just make sure you count to seven, move on that eighth beat. Sweet. And then on the next beat, you're all doing this little kind of skip. You're going, fine, do that. It's only I'm noticing that. But the next, make sure you, on the high A, it's, make sure you got 1-2 on that half note. 1-2 on the tied quarter notes. Because you're still kind of waiting for me to give it, and so that's choking you up a little bit. You just need to count. And then the biggest issue is, can we sing several times? First of all, only bottom of 13. There's no place left. You're still not getting this tune. And you need to go spend some time with the recording. You don't get the part thing, because it's still not locking in. There's no place like home. First of all, alone. Three, and. Again, ready? There's no three, and.
There's no.
yes, no. Right, just air. One more time. Three, and. Go on, please. And. Not bad, but just get a da ba. Just get on top of it, right? One more time, same exact thing. And maybe you've got to memorize the last measure and turn the page. You're not surprised. Three, and. Same thing. Don't hesitate. Three, and. And go. Good, get it? Now can we add the second sopranos, bottom of page 13? There's no place like home, just the two of these parts. Same thing, three, and. Time at the alto this time, same exact thing. Sopranos, you getting it? Okay. Three, and.
There's no place like home.
And go.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Bravo. Add the gentleman, please. When I cue the do, then you guys go. You don't have to do anything. Oh. Sopranos have to finish the home. Got it, soprano?
Yes.
Does that answer your question? So when I cue that last gesture, you're holding, and then when I cue them, finish the word. Home.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Take out Journey Home, Journey On, Gringo Laurel's Battle of Jericho. Tenor sing Jericho. Alto sing Journey On. Let's see if you can hold your part. What? Find your pop voice. Two, three, four.
Journey on, my friend.
go, no music. Up we go, no music. No music. Try it. Try. Put it down. Don't be. Go. 3, 4. Chorus, work at putting your music down and looking up for the chorus. The chorus is the same every time, right? It's pretty much the same every time. So maybe, and then the second verse, same thing. You're using those, or the fun part, chorus is the same. Okay, there we go. Still a message on for you. 3.
We'll
up. Piano part, look up. Everyone in the room, three and. Entertain the audience with your wonderful faces. So go in like, green grow the laurel, soft I mean, the point is not, see, look, my face is up, aren't I wonderful? If you're going to do that, put your face back down. No, honestly, like, you know, if you see me up here, like, what do you want me to do up here? It's not really conducting, so I'm literally, I can go sit in the front row and just, let's see who's entertaining me, right? Green grow the laurels, soft as the dew, sad eye. I mean, entertain. Start with the basics, like happy songs, smile, sad songs, be sad, romantic songs, be romantic, Battle of Jericho. Sassy songs, be sassy. Joshua. Why don't we stand and finish with the Battle of Jericho? Which is no way of indication of how we should sing this. Battle of Jericho, right? Fine. Joshua.
Russ, try not to talk.
You are so cute.
Go.
Two, three, four.
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling.
Good night, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Emma.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, sir.